Street. Welcome to Street Talk, our podcast focused on the impoverished of Hong Kong. I'm Austin Lai with my co-host Lucas Chet and guest star Julian Mong.
This is episode 1 of season 1 and we are talking about how COVID-19 has affected Hong Kong's impoverished.
Today our sponsors are Lucas Chet & Co, Walker & McShane Publishing House. You should check them out because Lucas Chet & Co makes excellent guitar concerts and Walker & McShane Publishing House makes excellent plays. Let's dive into the news.
Our main focus today is how COVID-19 has affected the poor.
COVID-19 is affecting the poor in a lot of atrocious ways.
Poverty in Hong Kong is already very bad because one example I could use to illustrate this is that in Hong Kong it takes 36.7 minutes of working at the minimum wage to buy a Big Mac.
That's a lot of time. I mean, like, what are the times for other countries?
According to a source, Japan only takes 31 and Canada right behind with 32.5.
That's horrible. I mean, I knew Hong Kong's poverty situation is bad, but I never knew it was that bad. I got another source. It says that Hong Kong's Gini index percentage, or Gini coefficient, is 0.539. That is the highest in 45 years.
That's right, and it's also significantly higher than other countries like it, like Singapore.
Yeah, also the poverty rate in Hong Kong in 2019 was reported to be 20.4%, the highest in a decade.
That's right. That is disconcertingly high.
Even prior to COVID-19, many issues plagued the impoverished of Hong Kong. Like how impoverished have to live in spaces smaller than your bathroom.
Right. Yes, and that's horrible.
That's it for our deep talking segment. We'll be back with more street talk after the break.
See you later, guys. Welcome back. We are Street Talk with Austin, Lucas, and guest star Julian Wong. I'm surprised we even have a guest star.
Same here, mate. This is our first and only episode. We are going to ask you one question.
Actually, before we do that, I can say that the government has put effort into financially supporting the impoverished in Hong Kong, but it did not do much because poverty rates have still been on the rise despite the government's best efforts.
I really think that you're going to give a very nice answer to our question.
Julian Wong.
Indeed. Cool.
Alright. So that's
okay. So the question is, how do you feel about the government helping the situation in poverty? Are they doing enough or not doing enough?
Well, I think they're trying much harder to help them, but to little avail.
Thank you for your thoughts.
And that's for today's guest, Julian Wong.
Thank you. Hello, and welcome to Street Talk, our podcast.
All right, I'm Austin, and
I'm Lucas.
Yeah. So, today, this segment is going to talk about the effects of COVID-19. COVID-19 affecting Hong Kong is a serious issue. It plunged a lot of families and people into poverty.
That's right, because the low-income families and impoverished are suffering because of the financial burden that COVID-19 has added.
This will be dwindling for low-income families because they need that money and taking it away will not help. As much as half the income of a low-income family has been taken away for COVID-19, the money is needed to pay rent, utility bills, food, and supplies for school and home. But now with the decrease in income and the increase of necessary spending for personal protective equipment, the financial burden is as only been heavier for these families.
That's right, because job opportunities have been cut down. But before COVID-19, the surplus food on flights and other places was donated to charity so they could give the food to the malnourished and impoverished people. But now, with COVID-19, the volunteer count has drastically come down, and flights have plummeted. And
yeah, so but COVID-19 has made the situation like
a lot worse,
but a lot of donors and volunteers help, so it's more or less stable. Another downside of COVID-19 is that the food industries have stopped donating due to COVID-19, so they are now using their reserved funds to buy food ingredients to feed the people in poverty. All right, our next segment is our lightning round. See you later, guys.
Hello, welcome back to Street Talk. This segment, we're doing lightning round.
All right, I'm Austin and he's Lucas.
Today, Austin's going to be asking questions and I'll turn them into answers that are very small and quick, like soundbite answers.
All right, how hard is it to earn money in Hong Kong?
It's actually one of the hardest countries to make money in the world.
Is the government selfish?
To be honest, the government is trying its best to support the financial burden that the poor have faced.
I have something to add to that. So the government is giving 20% of Hong Kong's population around $1,000 to $2,000 every month. And Hong Kong's population is 7.5 million. If Hong Kong gives more money, Hong Kong will go broke and will collapse and become a poor country.
That's right. And so how can we or the people of Hong Kong help?
So we can donate money to charities around Hong Kong, and we can give the poor the surplus food that we couldn't eat. And what are the people of Hong Kong doing to help?
We're just doing the same thing, but we can always do more to help the impoverished of Hong Kong.
Yeah, so they're like donating money to charities, giving food to people in poverty, and giving them supplies.
That's right.
That is all for Street Talk. Special thank you to Julian Wong for answering our question. That is it for today's podcast, guys. You won't have more episodes, so don't hope. Thank you all, and good night.
Goodbye. Right.
If you want to learn more, you can go on www.streettalk.com or leave a review for us on iTunes. Thank you, listen.
Or Spotify. Thank you for listening.